Hello, this is Ace from the Talking IRC Network. In this article, I would like to explain what IRC is and how to access it. IRC stands for Internet Relay Chat, and it is a system where a group of people or anyone from around the world can get together and chat amongst each other in real time in a text environment. This is not voice chat. This is a text environment where you type your messages in a chat room or in private message or in any kind of situation. Think of it as like an instant messaging program, except it's mostly for collaboration purposes. It was started in 1988 in Finland by some guy, and it was mostly used in universities and things like that at first, and it was derived from a program called Talk. I believe that's what it was called. And now there are thousands of IRC networks around the world. A few major ones, and most of them are small networks. And many of you may remember the chat program Accessible Chat for the Blind, which was a IRC network, even though the owners didn't really like to make that known. It really was an IRC network. It was utilized by using a small chat program, and that program would connect to the server. Now that's it was a closed server, but it was still an IRC server. Well, what happens is that we run the IRC server. I run the IRC server of my IRC network, and to connect the IRC server to join the conversations or to join the chats, one must use an IRC client. There are many of these available, and up till about 6 years ago or so, there weren't many accessible ones around. It's just been the last few years they become accessible, and I've been a major contributor to that process. The main IRC client used by users of Windows is MIRC. This has a multitude of features. It can connect to many different IRC servers at the same time. It has scripting features, but you can use, there are many different kinds of accessible programs out there for the blind. There was the old BOFHNet IRC client, and just recently we retired the Freedom Chat client. But anyways, this focuses, I'm going to talk about TIRC in this article, since I actually started it and developed it. So to connect to the Talking IRC network, what you should do is download the MIRC client first. This is if you're blind. If you're not blind, then you can just download the MIRC client and you're ready to go. Or you can use the Java client on our website, which is www.talkingirc.net. You can just click on chat from your web browser and you're off. If you are visually impaired, however, you want to download the MIRC client first, which you can find at www.mirc.com. Get that program. Now, it tells you that it's a 30-day demonstration program, which legally you're only allowed to use it for 30 days, but you may continue using it after that. You'll just get a short delay at the beginning of the program. Or you can just buy it. It's only $20. And then after you download and install that program, you'll want to go to www.talkingirc.net and download the TIRC plugin. You can just hit the download TIRC link from the website, or you can go to www.tirc.net. I'm sorry, talkingirc.net/TIRC and get it from that direct link. It's a tiny file. Oh, I can't remember anymore. Somewhere around 100K or so. TIRC 3.8 RALF. And download that and install it. It's a self-extracting zip file. And it will install into the directory in which you installed MIRC if you didn't modify it during the installation. And basically, this is a script. Since MIRC has scripting support and you can modify its interface, this is a script, And what it'll do is it'll permit MIRC to send text to JAWS, WindowEyes, or Microsoft Agent. So once this is installed, start MIRC either by using the icon on the desktop or by going to the Start menu and selecting MIRC from the Programs menu. And you'll be asked. Actually, first you'll get the introductory dialog. Just hit the Continue button, and then you'll have, do you use JAWS for Windows? And then you just configure it from that point on, answering the questions. They are pretty self-explanatory. And at the end, you'll be asked if you'd like to password protect your TIRC. Again, just yes or no, depending on your preferences. And then you'll be told a few things, which you'll only be told once. Type slash help commands for help, slash help space commands. And then this here is important. It'll tell you that you can type slash FCC to connect to the Freedom Chat network. Well, just about a month or so ago, we renamed our network to Talking IRC. And there's a full explanation of this on our website, but we have not yet released an updated version of TIRC, so it'll still say that. But what you really want to do is type the following command, which is slash server space IRC period talking IRC period net and slash server space irk.talkingirk.net, as I say it. And that'll connect you to our network. Now, from that point onward, assuming you don't connect to any other networks, MIRC will remember, and you can just start the program and then type slash server enter and hit enter and go from there. There are many other features in the program. You can go to the files list and then search, go to the most recently connected servers or whatever and then enter on it from there. But it's pretty easy address. Just slash server space irc.talkingirc.net will get you there. You can also add it to the server list in the MIRC program by pressing Alt O and then going under server. And I would advise you to search and explore that dialog a bit because there are many options available there. So I believe I about covered everything. Basically, what will happen when you connect to the server is you'll hear a bunch of rudimentary messages, like the message of the day, which contains announcements, which you'll want to hear every once in a while. It'll tell you, you'll eventually get the message from NickServe saying that if you'd like to register your nickname, you may do this. I'm not going to go into that now. Basically, you can register your nickname to where other people can't use it. And that's covered in detail on our website. Basically, the TIRC, actually, I should say the MIRC program, works like a word processor in that there's one master window. Like in Microsoft Word, there's one master window. And then when you open up other documents, you get child windows, one window per each document, or per document. Well, the same works with MIRC. You have a master window for each network to which you're connected. And then when you join a channel, a chat room, you open another window, and it's a window within the TIRC application. So when you first connect to the network, you may wish to type slash list and hit enter, because see, MIRC is a command line driven application. IRC protocol itself, actually, I should say. And again, there are many resources for obtaining information about IRC, and I will give some URLs at the end of this article for obtaining that information. When you enter slash list and hit enter, you'll be able to down up and down arrow through the channels that are available in the network. I suggest checking out number TIRC, which is the main chat channel, and number help, which is where you may ask questions. When you join a channel, you are put in the edit box, where you may type in a message and press enter to send it. And then you can press shift tab to get to the users list, which is a list of currently current users on the channel, and that pretty much makes up the channel view. Now, if you want to open up the MIRC help file, which is recommended for new users, you hit the F1 key. If you would like to open up the TIRC manual, which is barely complete, you press Shift F1. And I might also recommend reading all documents on the website, the talkingirc.net website. I recommend reading everything there. There isn't too much. It may seem a little overwhelming at first, but just start out by chatting with someone or chatting on the channel. Eventually, you can, once you're a bit more familiar with how the system works, create your own channel, register it, invite users, invite all the people you wish. You can have a private channel if you need to have a private conversation with your organization or college class or something like that. Let's see, some URLs that you may wish to view: www.irchelp.org is a very nice site for finding networks, finding information about being an IRC operator or anything like that. www.mirc.com is the main website of the MIRC program. www.talkingirc.net is the website to my Talking IRC network, and the address to the Talking IRC network again is irc.talkingirc.net. And one thing you might want to remember that I should have mentioned earlier is that once you install your MIRC program and configure it, there's a link from our website that you can press that will automatically open the MIRC program and connect you to the server. It should say something like chat using inert client from your computer or something like that. It's near the top of every page on the site. Let's see, anything else? There are many other IRC solutions out there. I know a lot of people find TIRC MyScript to be rather bloated, which admittedly it is. There's a nice solution called SJAMS, if I'm even saying it correctly, which is available from www.randylaptop.com. This is an alternative to TIRC. If you prefer to use, this is another MIRC plugin, so you have to install MIRC first and then install the SJAMS. There's also MIRC with speech, which is very popular. www.thefudge.net, thefudge. And it actually may be thefudge.com. Maybe, I don't remember exactly. Any others out there? There is also the Freedom Chat client itself, which we're really trying to deprecate. It's still available out there, but this is similar to the old Accessible Chat client, and for those of you who really like to check it out, you can go to http://chat.themillionweb.net and download that if you would like to give it a whirl. But we're really not supporting it anymore, and we will not answer questions pertaining to it. If you need any, if you require any assistance or have any questions, or I understand I'm probably a pretty boring speaker, and it's okay. But yes, my email address is ace@talkingirc.net. That's ace@talkingirc.net. And feel free to ask me anything there. I can assist you in connecting to the network and asking and answering any other questions you may have. Also, the mailbox to access to email both the administrators, which I pretty much answer that one too, so you'd be getting the same person, is irc@talkingirc.net. We have a FAQ available on the website, www.talkingirc.net/faq.html. Please read that before asking me questions, because it's likely that your question is already answered there, and feel free to submit your question with the FAQ submission form. Again, ace@talkingirc.net, and I hope to see you on the Talking IRC network. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.